question came through. Many spiritual traditions teach that we are not the body. And the whole realization is that we are not the body. And so, why do we focus on the body in this practice? That's a really good question. And when I was in the monastery back in my 20s, I tell the story a lot. I was trying so hard in my practice and my sitting and my daily life there, and but I was struggling, and I was my seated meditation, my zazen, it was a struggle. It was a real struggle. And one day after lunch, I think I'd kind of ran after the Roshi, and I kind of tried to kind of meet him in the hallway, and it's like, what do you want from me? You know, I was so intense. And he said, I want you to get in your body right now. And, you know, I didn't really know what to do with that, but I said, okay, I will. Okay. And I thought, well, gosh, my body. Okay, I'll do that. And so I spent a long time, basically going and just trying to feel my body. All day long, of course, all day long in the samu and the work all day. And then in the zazen, of course, trying to feel my body. And then in my non-directed, my kind of freestyle feeling of the body. And then creative movement. Just trying to get into the body. And often what happens is the body, it's like this thing over there that we're kind of have to deal with, like, oh, there's that thing again. It's giving me trouble. I've got to kind of fight that. I've got this little bit of this hard editor all the time managing this body. And what I saw was, as I got more and more interested in what the body was showing, as I got more and more interested in just feeling it, that it would begin to open in strange ways. Like when I took the editor, and I softened the editor of me kind of directing the body. Like, you've got to do this for me right now. When I soften that, maybe my posture would change a little bit. The whole thing would soften in this really interesting way. Maybe my posture would slide out of perfection, some idea of perfection, and I would be. And then it felt like all the cylinders started to fire in my system. All the cylinders started to fire. My body became this green light, even if I wasn't looking totally right. Oh, there's something, it's come alive. And that felt good. That felt right. And so then my practice became, how can I feel into things and let this green light through my system, let all the cylinders fire. And so getting into the body, it felt like that. It felt like this, yes, that started to be there. And then when you go and you do some kind of movement, some kind of work, then all the cylinders are firing. And so it's much more powerful. It's much more unified. There's something so beautiful about it. And so getting to the body starts to then develop your sensing into what's really going on. Oh, I was feeling my body, but now as I really feel into my body, I start to expand out and I can feel the environment around me. I can feel everything. I can start to feel the room as my body. I can feel the trees as my body. And so it's not so much about feeling the body as we learn to feel what's actually going on. I'm feeling this. I feel what's actually going on. And then I start to let that guide me how to open up more and more and more. And so then our awareness begins to deepen through that. So feeling the body is this medium, this kind of vehicle for us to learn how to feel what's actually going on. And then as we do that, as we begin to feel the fabric of everything which makes up our body, which makes up the room, we start to feel all of that as in oneness, in connection, we start to see, oh, that's what's really going on. And then we feel our bodies in the bird's cry. We feel. We feel our body everywhere. And our awareness can deeply change in that. So that's why we begin with the body. That's why we feel into it. Thanks so much. What a great question. And let's continue to have these conversations. Thanks so much.